This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, July 19th, AD 2023. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Britain's Conservative Party suspended a Christian political leader for opposing sexually perverted lifestyles. King Lawal is a member of the North Northamptonshire Unity Council. During so-called Pride Month in June, he tweeted this, quote, "Pride is not a virtue, but a sin. Those who have pride should repent of their sins and return to Jesus Christ. He can save you," end quote. Within days, 7 organizations canceled Lawal. He may also face a police investigation. The Christian Legal Center is now representing him. Lawal's tweet included a reference to Isaiah 3:9, which says, "They declare their sin as Sodom. They do not hide it. Woe to their soul, for they have brought evil upon themselves." A new study by the University of Sao Paulo found the number of evangelical churches in Brazil has grown by over 500%. The South American country had just over 7,000 evangelical churches in 1990. The number grew to 100,000 in 2019. That's 17 new churches every day. The latest demographic data shows Brazil's evangelical population doubled from 9% in 1990 to 22% in 2010. Researchers expect evangelicals to become a majority in the now Catholic-majority nation. Last Thursday, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved Opal, the first over-the-counter contraceptive pill. Perrigo, a company based in Ireland, plans to ship the pills out starting next year with no age restrictions. The approval comes during a time of legal battles over abortion. States are introducing more limits on abortion after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade on June 24, 2022. Meanwhile, the FDA's approval of the abortion pill mifepristone is facing legal challenges. Public school test scores have been tanking recently, according to new data from the National Assessment of Educational Progress. Average scores for 13-year-olds declined by 4 points in reading and 9 points in mathematics compared with the 2019-2020 school year. The research also found that children are less likely to spend their free time reading now. This year, 14% of students report reading for fun almost every day, down from 17% in 2020 and 27% in 2012. High-performing students were more likely to read for fun regularly. Yesterday, The Worldview reported and linked to a Christian Post article that indicated that the Canadian Reformed Church ordained women to church office. After receiving an email from a Worldview listener from within that denomination, we double-checked the Canadian Reformed Church website and discovered that the Christian Post story was incorrect. In Article 3 of their church order, the Canadian Reformed Church denomination explains, quote, "Only male members who have made profession of faith and may be considered to meet the conditions as set forth in Holy Scripture, like 1 Timothy 3 and Titus 1, shall be eligible for office," end quote. We apologize for the error. A U.S. District Court lifted an injunction last Friday on a Kentucky law that protects children from transgender drugs and surgeries. The law is now fully enforceable in the state. Republican Attorney General Daniel Cameron said, quote, "Today's ruling is a win for parents and children. Moving forward, my office will continue to defend Senate Bill 150 and stand up for the right of children to be children, free from the influences of leftist activists and radical gender ideology," end quote. Proverbs 20:26 says, "A wise king sifts out the wicked and brings the threshing wheel over them." Peter Good in Pretoria, South Africa wrote, quote, "Good day, Adam. I listen to your broadcasts often, mostly when driving long hours in my baccy, or pickup, as you Americans call it, as I'm visiting farmers for my work. I enjoy the news from a Christian perspective with added scripture explaining the situation. Here in South Africa, the radio news becomes extremely depressing. But with the Worldview in 5 minutes, there is hope, reminding us always that God is in control. Therefore, I now tend to listen only to your newscast and Kevin Swanson's Generations Radio. Thank you for the work you are doing. May God bless you and give him the glory. End quote. Send your email of feedback to adam@theworldview.com. Matthew Dreyer in Greencastle, Indiana, explained how his family started listening to the newscast.
Well, we started really primarily listening during the pandemic. It was kind of a way to keep ourselves sane. And just to listen as a family, we'd go out for hikes. We lived in New Mexico at the time. We were part of the audio Bible ministry out there, and I was home a lot. It meant a lot to us to be able to know that the Worldview is safe. And when there are more mature stories, there's a transcript we can read ahead on for the kids. We would listen to it while we hiked. We'd listen to it as a family. We'd talk about the persecuted church and what's going on there. We'd talk about what God's doing all over the world. And we appreciate the biblical perspective that you put on everything, so we want to support you.
And his 15-year-old son, Elijah, shared his thoughts.
I enjoy learning about the current news from a Christian perspective. It's really the only way I get my news.
13 Worldview listeners donated toward our $80,000 goal by Monday, July 31st, to keep this unique Christian newscast on the air for another year. Our thanks to Adam in Caldwell, Idaho, who gave $20, Dick and Karen in Largo, Florida, who gave $25, Joe and Cheryl in Westmoreland, Tennessee, who gave $50, Steve in Loveland, Colorado, who gave $100, and Darcy in Yellowknife, Northwest Territories, Canada, who pledged $10 per month for 12 months for a total gift of $120. We thank God for Marlo in Freetown, Prince Edward Island, Canada, who gave $200, Thomas in Gresham, Oregon, who gave $250, and Tony and Jenny in Palmdale, California, who pledged $25 per month for 12 months for a total gift of $300. And we were touched by the kindness of David in Austin, Texas, Matthew in Marysville, Ohio, John in Sebastopol, California, and Vivian in Florida City, Florida, each of whom gave $600, as well as Thomas in South Bend, Indiana, who gave $2,100. As promised, Shannon in Alexandria, Minnesota, matched each of those last five donations with an additional $3,000. If you're the final Worldview listener to give a one-time gift of $600 or more, or pledge $50 per month for 12 months, Shannon will match your donation as well, up to $600. Those 13 new donations add up to $8,565. Ready for our new grand total? Drum roll, please. $41,546.16. In order to hit our $60,000 immediate goal by this Friday, July 21st, we need to raise $18,453.84. That would mean 15 more people to pledge $50 per month and 30 more to pledge $25 per month. Just go to theworldview.com and click on Give at the top right to give what the Lord is prompting you to donate. Make sure to select the recurring tab if that's your wish. And that's The Worldview on this Wednesday, July 19th in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.